What's up, everybody? This is Cooking with Doug, and welcome to another episode of Kitchen Gadget Talk. All right, guys, we're just going to jump right into it. We got a guest in the house, A.D. Scott.
Hello.
Hey, and thank you for joining. Because I've been trying to get some people on the podcast, but a lot of people have been afraid. So thanks for taking one for the team.
Oh, no problem. Yeah. I think it's pretty cool.
So first of all, I know that you're in all my groups and stuff, and I really know you from my Kitchen Gadgets group. But what does A.D. Scott, what does that stand for? Or what is that? What is your first name? What is?
My name is Adrian.
Oh.
But all of my friends call me A.D.
Okay. Gotcha. Gotcha. I always wondered that when I see it. I was like, A.D. Scott, what does that mean? But okay. Cool. Now that I cleared that up. All right. Cool. So just let's jump right into it. Give me your top three gadgets that you like, that you're using, that you would recommend.
Only three?
Or more.
I would have to say my Curtis Stone electric griddle.
Okay.
Grill.
Right.
Whatever. Yeah.
Right.
That thing.
Yep.
I use that just about every day.
So do
I. My air fryer. It's a Cook's Essential 5.3 quart air fryer.
Right. Okay.
And I have an electric kettle, a Chefman electric kettle. I use that every day because I'm a tea drinker.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. But.
Those are your.
And I'm like,
okay.
Probably my go-tos, and then my Vitamix, because I do my smoothies. So I'll make my smoothies in the morning and my tea with my kettle, and I'm popping my chicken breast in my air fryer to go with my salad, and that's my lunch and breakfast for work. And then by the time I get home, I'm throwing something on that Curtis Stone griddle to cook for dinner.
I know that's right.
My oven is a storage. I can't even remember the last time I actually used my actual oven in my kitchen.
Yeah, our ovens are storage. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And I see that you have like one of them turkey cooker thingies, right? Like those turkey.
I got a big old electric turkey fryer. It's a fryer, smoker, roaster type thing.
There you go. So even on Thanksgiving, on Christmas, you still don't have to use your oven. You just pop that bad boy in there.
Right. And I also have that, the Masterbuilt tabletop smoker too.
Oh yeah, you do have that. How do you like that?
Yeah, I love that. I use that more than that tall one. That tall one's kind of, I have an apartment, so it's kind of a hassle to get out, and I'm still trying to figure it out. Like, I've used it like twice, but the Masterbuilt one is easier to deal with because it's square. And that Butterball one is round.
Right.
So even though it looks larger,
right,
it's still limited in the capacity because of the shape.
Okay. Okay. So I noticed you said that you use the Curtis Stone grill, and I see that you use it. And I personally, that is my favorite gadget month to date. The only problem I have with it is, I don't know what I'm doing, but when it's like, I use it every day. So like probably on my, I don't know, 40th use, I start seeing burn-in marks. Did yours show any? Okay.
So yeah, there's a burn mark. It's like a little
rectangular
square. It's the shape of the pan, but it's toward the middle. So I figure that's probably where the heat is coming from.
Right.
The heat.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with it. You know, it's just that I do videos and stuff, and so people will see it, and that's not something that people are accustomed to seeing, but it has nothing to do with the way it cooks. It has nothing to do with the outcome of your food, and I just love it. Scrambled eggs, bacon. Yes.
It still performs really well.
Oh yeah.
And then one thing I learned, it does have some spots that are a little less hotter, like over to the side, which works well for me when I'm cooking multiple items at one time.
Right.
I can push it over to the side just to keep it so it can cook a little slower, and then I can speed up the other things that I'm cooking.
There you go. See, so you just taught me something. And I did notice that too. On mine, it's like to the left. Is definitely, you could definitely tell.
Same spot. It might be a flaw.
Right, yeah.
The same spot. It's to the left. Yep.
I wish, now, Curtis Stone, he has a very good opportunity to you know, improve it. And now I've seen it for as low as $39. Now for $39, I would buy it. I'd buy it once every 2 years just for that price. I mean, I use it all the time. And I don't know what material it's made out of. I thought it was ceramic, but it's not. But you don't have to put oil on it a lot for certain things. Like if you're making like meats and stuff, you don't necessarily have to even put any oil on it. You just throw it on there and start cooking. But it requires very little oil.
Yeah, when I cook my turkey bacon, I just turn it on and throw it on there.
Right, see?
And let it go to work.
And other griddles, you got to grease that thing down like crazy or everything is sticking.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, my Blackstone that I have outside, my griddle, if you don't grease it, bacon will stick. And you know how much grease bacon puts out. It'll stick, yeah. So, I mean, if it's not... I'm saying if you use it a couple of times, you know, like maybe 10 times, it's already seasoned. But like if you just bought it and you used it like 3 times and you put bacon in there, the bacon will stick unless you spray some type of oil or wipe it down some type of oil on it.
Oh, that's good to know, because that's definitely going to be one of my investments when I
buy
my
home. You'll love that,
I've been watching you with that.
You'll love that.
You know, I measured my balcony and said, not yet.
Not yet, okay. But what's good about it, too, you can bring it with you. I mean, it's not that big, man. It's like, you know, you could put that in your trunk and, you know, you could go to the park. You know, if the park has a bench or something like that, boom. That's all you need. You in there. So... Yeah. You know, like when you go to the parks and stuff, but you got the little, you don't have to have the big one. You ever saw those little miniature ones?
Oh, it takes that too?
Yeah, it takes that too, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Huge one. Yeah, it takes the small one. So you bring two of them and you can cook for hours.
I have to put that on my wish list.
Yeah, and they're not expensive. I think at Walmart for two of those little ones, it's like $5. So... That's a whole evening of cooking. You probably won't even need to use more than one for a lot of cooking. But if you had two, I don't think you would run out that evening. So, yeah, that's something definitely to consider. So, cool. And let's see. So, I did see that you do a lot of salad prep, as you mentioned before. And I want to start getting into that. So, talk to us about how you salad prep.
Okay, so I actually, I buy the romaine hearts. I buy everything fresh, the romaine hearts. I buy my green peppers, red peppers, yellow bell peppers, red onions I typically use, and the English cucumbers. And I cut everything up. And before I have my vacuum sealer. That's one of my top 3, 4, 5.
Oh, yeah. What type of vacuum sealer you got?
I have a Food Saver V22 or something.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, it doesn't hold the roll, I wish I had the one that holds the roll. But it does everything else.
Right.
And that's like the accessory. I can attach accessory to it with the holes.
Right.
So, before I would chop everything up and put them in my Food Saver bowls and, you know, sell them and just like make my salads every day. But one of the members in our group, our Kitchen Garden group, and I wish I knew her name offhand so I could shout her out. But anyway, I saw that she had vacuum sealed her chopped fresh lettuce in the mason jars. And I'm like, wow.
I think that was D. Johnson, if memory serves me correctly. I know she did it. I don't know if she's the original one. Okay. That's the moderator.
I think
that
was the post I saw.
Yep. Okay. Shout out to D. Johnson.
And I'm like,
Yes.
I said, I'm going to do that. So the minute I saw that post, Doug, I went right on Amazon and ordered me the attachment for the jars.
Bam.
I ordered the jars on Walmart.
Right.
And I ordered the attachment on Amazon, and it came about 2 days later. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna try this. And surprisingly, I chopped up my lettuce. Then I said, okay, I didn't know what all I wanted to put in there, because I know a lot of the fruits and vegetables, you know, produce oxygen and things like that. So I said, okay, I'm just gonna put the lettuce and the shredded carrots in there.
Right.
And I did it, and the jars lasted about the 8th day. When I poured the salad out of the jar, it was a little soft but still edible. So I wouldn't do more than 8 days.
Nice, but 8 days, shoot. Well, all I need is 7 days, because Or five,
that's
really.
I said all I need is 7 days too.
Yeah.
And it only went 8 days because I only made 6 jars, but it ended up being 8 days because I had some spring mix in my refrigerator too that I didn't vacuum seal. It was just in the original container. So I ate that first before I started on my jars.
Ah.
So.
Nice.
So yeah, so I put the chopped romaine and the shredded carrots in the vacuum sealed jars, and then I still chopped up my cucumbers, mm-hmm. and I put them just in the vacuum sealed containers, the food saver containers. I just had that in the container. The tomatoes, I just left them in the container they came with because I used the cherry or the grape tomatoes. I just left them in. Once they came in the morning, I just pop open the jar, pour the salad out, throw the tomatoes and the cucumbers in there, and I have the red onions already chopped up in a little bowl. Whatever I'm going to use is already all chopped up. I throw them all in the bowl, stick it in my bag, and go to work.
Wow. Nice. I like that.
It takes every bit of 5 minutes, but yeah, I really, really loved the jar idea. That was awesome. So yeah.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to follow your guys' lead because I have something to tell you that's probably going to make you put me over your lap. And you want to hear what that is?
What's that?
I've had that attachment for over a year and a half now, and I've never used it.
The jar sealer?
Yeah.
Well, is it the wide mouth? Because the wide mouth
I got
is
going to
work better. Because I ordered the wide mouth jars, and I ordered the 32-ounce jar, uh-huh. and it makes the perfect amount of salad for me, because I like a lot of lettuce in my salad.
Right.
So if you're looking at portion controls, right. It makes the perfect portion. Let me see. I have one bowl that I always use. I don't know if it has the size of the bowl on there, but it makes the perfect portion, and it's so quick. So quick, especially for someone like me that gets up at the last minute.
Yeah.
For work. Okay, so this bowl is a Rubbermaid plastic round bowl. Mm. It's a 5-cup bowl.
Mm.
5-cup is a 1.8 liter. So that 32-ounce wide mouth mason jar full of chopped lettuce will make a salad that size in that bowl.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and it's the perfect size for me.
Right. Very filling. Well, I want to do it. I mean, I work from home, so I can make a salad whenever I want. But it would be nice to know. Sometimes you're lazy. Sometimes it'd be good to know, like, all right, I already have the salad done. I could heat up some or cook some meat to go with it or maybe some mushrooms and just make a quick salad just to eat. It could be even maybe not for lunch. I might be at 10, 11 o'clock when I get hungry and I'm thinking about Butterfingers. Or Snickers.
Yeah.
Or
something. and that's where I got the chicken breasts from Sam's Club.
Mm-hmm.
They're already cooked. They're the mesquite. Let me see. They're mesquite grilled chicken breast fillets. Mm-hmm. The Member's Mark brand.
Oh, okay.
They're awesome.
Nice.
So that's the chicken that I use. So again, in the morning, I'm getting ready for work. You got to think, I have a 16-year-old mm-hmm. who doesn't like to get up.
Right.
So I have to drag him out the bed.
And you don't like to get up either.
Right. I don't like to get up. So okay. I'm making my tea. I'm making my smoothie. I got my salad in the jar. I take that chicken breast right out the pack, throw it in the air fryer, spray a little oil, 5 minutes on one side. When it goes off, flip it over on the other side, another 5 minutes. It's cooked perfect, still juicy.
Okay.
And I throw that in a little bowl next to my salad bowl. And I chop it up at work.
Nice.
If I have time, I might cut the chicken breast up right then and there.
Okay.
But everything is done, when I get in the kitchen, between my smoothie, my tea, and my salad, using all my gadgets, I'm probably prepped for my lunch and my breakfast for work in about 20 minutes.
Oh, so what's your breakfast look like?
My smoothie.
Oh, just a smoothie. Okay, gotcha. So what do you put? All right. So what do you put in your smoothie? What do you?
It depends on what type of fruit I have on hand.
Your favorite?
Yeah, my favorite is probably apple strawberry. It's apple strawberry, grape, spinach, and banana.
Mm, okay.
And I put flaxseed in all my smoothies.
What do you know about flaxseed?
Yeah, flaxseed is a healthy fat.
I know.
Oh, it's a healthy fat, mm-hmm. and it kind of helps to, make you feel a little fuller.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I used to use protein, but protein tends to change the flavor. I haven't found a protein powder that doesn't change the flavor of the smoothie.
Gotcha.
So if you know of one.
Oh no, no, I don't know about that protein stuff. Mm-mm. I just
I only use water in my smoothies because I don't like milk,
right?
And I don't like yogurt, so water is always my base.
Right,
and they turn out fine.
Gotcha.
So say it waters them down, but I use frozen fruit, so mine be great.
Yeah, and that's easy because you don't have to worry about preserving them. They're frozen. You use them when you need them. Boom.
Yeah, and then now Sam's Club also has a pack of Dole mixed fruit, and it's one big bag, and it has like five individual packs in there already pre-packaged and frozen.
Got it.
Sometimes I'll use that. I'll just throw that pack in there, about a cup of water, about two handfuls of spinach, and it gives me about a 32-ounce smoothie.
Okay. So your diet seems pretty
quick.
Pretty cool. So are you on any type of specific diet or anything like that?
No, I just started, like I said, I was going to start doing the low carb.
Oh, okay. Right.
And just because I just want to, shed a few pounds and just, I'm so tired because my days are long. I work two jobs. I work a full-time job and a part-time job. And my days are so long. And I know my energy level could be a lot better if I ate a little better and if I got better sleep.
Sure. So how's the sleep going? So, they got pills for that. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I don't want that. but I've done a lot of reading, and a lot of what you eat affects your sleep.
Oh.
Especially meat.
Oh.
Have you ever went on a no meat diet?
Absolutely not.
Try no meat just for like a week.
Yeah.
And maybe just you can't eat seafood. You have a seafood allergy.
Right.
Is it seafood or shellfish?
Right.
Or all.
Everything in the sea except tuna. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just try it for about 4 days. Try no meat and watch how better your sleep is. Meat does something to our bodies.
Oh,
wow. I learned that. I went on no meat about a year and a half ago.
Mm.
And I was on no meat. I was on there for about 65 days.
Wow.
But that's like the best sleep of my life.
Wow. No, I'll pop my little pill from Amazon every now and again.
Well, how about just like limiting it?
Okay, I could do that. I could do that.
Yeah, because you're on low carb, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah,
now,
for sure.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Because in the group, you said not like you're stressing not keto.
Yes.
What do you have against keto?
They're nuts. Those people are nuts. Oh, it's got weed in it. I don't care. Look, my goal is to lower my A1C and get some of this fat out my daggone gut. A and B. That is it. I don't care if it's weed in there. If it don't affect my blood sugar, I Jimmy crack corn. Okay? So I don't need to put this. So, cause I was in the keto group and a low carb group, and I never said anything. Well, in my low carb group, I couldn't even post anything because they said if your recipe has sugar, you can't post it and you could run the risk of being deleted and blocked for even posting it. I was like, well, you can cancel Christmas because some of my stuff is going to have at least a little bit of sugar. I mean, like, if you use ketchup, it can't have no sugar. If you use whatever, I was like, you guys are crazy. So I got out of that group. Then I'm in a keto group, and so I'm talking to some of them because actually I know some of the members in there. They're in my groups, and they're like, Doug, you know, like, I think I did a video, and I said, I put keto in it, and they're like, Doug, it's not keto. I know you're trying, and you're doing very good. But that's not keto because it has this. I'm like, oh no. Cancel Christmas. Forget it. I am totally turned off with keto. I'm doing well. I mean, people may do keto for other reasons, and God bless them. I am doing low carb because I'm a pre-diabetic. I am not trying to be a diabetic, or I'm trying to hold it off as long as I can. And I know that even if I do get diabetes, with a low carb diet, I will be able to maintain it and live a long life. I don't need to figure out if I'm in ketosis or caca papa or whatever that is.
I understand.
Yeah. I don't know what ketosis is.
It's almost like being in a cult.
Yeah. I'm in ketosis, everyone. Yay! Yeah, no.
I get it.
No, I'm good with that. I don't want the crazy. Well, then too, you know, I'm a different type of low carb, but I'm trying to make it cool. Like I'm trying to make it. Trying to make meals that you like. It's not too far off of what you would normally eat.
Stress-free.
Right, simple. Right. And then I'm telling you, you can do it that way, and you will still. It's crazy as it sounds. You will lose weight. And you will see, you will feel much better. And it's crazy. Just cut out the potatoes, even though that hurts my feelings. You know, you drink a lot more water, but you know, you can flavor your water if you can't drink a lot. And there's just certain little things that you have to do. I mean, and they have substitute, pastas. If you don't want to take that out, you could substitute pastas or you could have a small portion, but I don't believe in that portion stuff because, I can't have a little bit of mac and cheese. Okay. That just, I don't know how to do that. So, but they do have low carb pastas out there. Unfortunately, you have to buy it online that if you can't control yourself, you could still control your carb intake by going that route. They have snacks out there. They have candies out there. They have ice cream out there. They have bread. They have a whole bunch of stuff.
And you can make your own ice cream. I'm sure.
Oh yes, I'm gonna start doing that. Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna start. I'm just too lazy, man. You know, I'm one of those people. Like, what is it? You know, I really want to make yogurt so bad in my Ninja Foodie Deluxe because that's got a yogurt button on it because the original foodie didn't. So I want to make my own yogurt. So, but it takes about 8 hours, and I'm just like. I mean, most of it is just sitting there, right? 6 hours or probably like 7 more hours is just really just sitting there in your refrigerator or whatever. But you can just go down to the supermarket and spend $2 and you have yogurt. But, you know, it's more healthier if you make it yourself. So I'm interested in that and stuff because, you know, of course, yogurt in the store has a whole bunch of sugar in it. So. You know, you could definitely, because, you know, you even have the substitute sugar that you can use. Stevia. And it'd be just right. It could be just as sweet.
Yeah.
And yeah. So I'm going to do those. Do that myself and then test myself, see how it goes. Because I do like yoga. That's like a cool snack for me. I would, you know, if I get like a sugar craving, I mean, I could have a cup of yoga and I'll be totally fine.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So that I probably could top your lazy. Like I had a so last week I didn't have a salad, so just at the last minute I grabbed one of those bag salads. I was in Sam's Club.
Okay.
So I just grabbed one of those, which I don't like those.
Right.
And once you start making your salad totally from scratch,
right.
You don't want a bag.
Right.
You could taste the difference.
Right. It almost tastes soggy anyway, off gate.
Yeah, but I grabbed one because I was just pressed for time.
Right. Oh, that's anyway, not bad. Sure.
Actually, it was really great. Actually, yeah. It was the Southwestern Members Mark, whatever. It was great, but it has dehydrated corn in it, and I'm like, wow. And I love corn, and I'm like, dang, where can I buy dehydrated corn?
Right.
I have a dehydrator on my Oster oven.
Right.
So I looked up, like, okay, so I Google how you dehydrate corn.
Right.
So they like, you know, rinse it off, whatever, put it in there. It takes about 12 hours. I'm like, 12? So I go on Amazon, like, okay, can you buy dehydrated corn?
I know that's right. If it's dehydrated, it can ship to me. Yeah, you know, it's good.
Right. But I'm like, and I had to think, like, Adrian, all you're doing is rinsing it off and putting it in the pan and sticking it in the oven and going about your day.
Right.
Like, but it just seems like I'm going to be waiting all day. Like,
right.
Is the corn done yet?
Right.
Like, it's taking so much of my energy.
Right.
So I get you're lazy. I understand.
Yeah. Sometimes we're lazy. Cool. So I'm glad you joined my lower carbs group. We're trying to make that going. We got about 600 people in there now. We just started it about a week ago or something. So. Glad you joined
that.
Yeah,
some really good posts in there. Some good.
Oh yeah, I'm learning a lot from people because you know, I the reason why I started too is because you know, as I tell people here and there that I'm pre-diabetic, you know, a lot of the members like in the Kitchen Gadget group and other groups are like, well, I have diabetes or my husband has diabetes, and they start giving me information. So I felt real comfortable branching off to. Start that group because I knew that I'd get a lot of support from my existing members as well. And then just people that want to eat like you, like just want to eat better just in general. So you might not be diabetic or anything, but you might want to pick a recipe here and there or just get information on what foods to eat that are better for you, or, you know, stuff like that.
You want to know why I really like the group?
Why?
Because with your low carb group, it's not going to cost me any money, because your Kitchen Gadget group sends me to the poorhouse. Your air fryer group sends me to the poorhouse. All your groups have me in debt. So the low carb group, at least I'll be able to eat low carb and live longer, so I can pay off the debt
for the other group. Yeah. Now, speaking of that, I know you were eyeing out the June oven.
And yes.
Yeah. Woo! Yeah.
And that was going to have to be it. So, I mean, is it really, tell me about it. Like, is it really worth what you put out?
Okay. It's worth, I'm going to tell you why. Okay. So this is the honest truth. So every oven works the same, right? So I don't care if you have an Oster, I don't even know if that's how you pronounce it. Oster, $100 oven, or your French door. You have a French door, right?
Yeah.
All right. The French door, or a Breville, or a June. They all, I mean, as far as making toast or slow cooking or dehydrating, I'm pretty sure all of those work the same way. Some are bigger than others. That's about it. But with the June oven, one thing I would say that stands out from the rest is you can clean it out with a oven cleaner. And so why that's precious to me is because I threw out all of my, except my French door. I sold that to get my Breville, because that was $400. So I didn't want to borrow from my 401k to get that. So I had to make some deals. So, but all my other ovens prior to my French door, I had to discard because I could not clean it good. I couldn't clean it good. And so, you know, I do videos. I don't want to show you, you know, sometimes my subscribers could be very nasty. They'd be like, why don't you clean your oven or something? You know, they'll say that.
Yeah.
And that could be hurtful. So I end up throwing out my ovens because I can't clean it. It's got all that grease and grime on there and I can't really clean it. So I get rid of it, not because it doesn't work. It's just because it looks filthy. So the June oven, you could take oven cleaner and restore it back to first day clean. So that's number one. So number two, if you're into, gadgets, like using your Echo device or your cell phone or your tablet with your oven, you can definitely do that with the June. You can see what you're cooking, because it has a camera on the top, by the way.
Yeah, I've seen that.
It has a camera on the top, so it can register what food you're putting in it at least 50-60% of the time, and it knows how many. So if I put like eggs in there, you could do hard boiled eggs in the June. So if I put two eggs in there, it'll know it's two eggs. If I put five, it'll know it's five. You could do bacon. Yeah. You can do so it. And what's great about June is when it registers your food, when it recognizes your food, it has all the presets for it. So I don't need to know what time and temperature and all that stuff. It has it all built in. And guess what? If it's wrong, guess what? They can do updates and correct it. So they're always adding to what can be recognized, and they're always adding on different things to make. So the sky's the limit with the June oven. And what else? It comes with a meat thermometer. So a built-in meat thermometer, so you can check the temps of your food while you're cooking it with your meats and stuff. So that's another cool feature. What else? What else is cool about it? It can air fry.
So it has to be connected to your Wi-Fi there.
Does not have to. But if you're going to spend $700, if you're not doing that, please don't buy the June oven.
Because that defeats the purpose.
To me, you go ahead and buy
Wi-Fi.
Yeah,
you'll be missing out on the majority of the features. There,
right. You are. And so that to me, kind of wouldn't make, well, I mean, no. If you're not hooked, well, you're not going to get the updates, and I don't know. Yeah, if you're not hooked up to Wi-Fi, just don't do it. Now, it works with your Echo device, so I could tell that, you know, I could tell it to turn it on, to preheat, to turn it off, give me the status, you know, so
I'm pretty much sold on that alone.
Oh, yeah.
My Alexa, that's like my daughter, that's like my son. I tell my son, like, your sister is going to wake you up at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Like, go tell your sister to wake you up. He's like, oh, that's not my sister.
Right. So you can control her through that. And then, too, like, say if you're away, like, say if you were picking your son up from somewhere and, I don't know, you want to warm up some pizza, so you put the pizza in the oven, and it has a preset for warming up pizza, by the way, and it'll recognize it right away. So say you were picking up from like practice or something, and you just want to get it warmed right before you get home. So as you got there, you can go on your phone, turn on your oven, and it will put the preset on for the pizza. And then by the time you get home in 10 minutes, it's nice and good. So nice. You could do stuff like that on the road. I mean, I'm saying that's not something that you do all day, but it's an option that you can't do with any other oven that I know of right now.
Correct.
Okay. So with the cleaning.
If you want to listen to this podcast, I'm taking donations for my journal.
GoFundMe?
Yes.
I hear that.
Okay, that's cool. Okay.
So, yeah. So, I mean, it's an investment, but I think overall it will pay itself off. It has all the features of a Breville, but it takes it to the next level by recognizing your food, taking the guesswork of making your food, and cleaning, you using that oven cleaning, getting first day clean after, you know, time after time. You can clean it first day clean every time, so you don't have to worry about splatter or getting it dirty, because you can clean it really good. So that's what I think. That's why it's worth the money.
Now, what type of warranty does it come with?
I have no idea. Well, I'm in good graces with June, so I'm pretty sure if something happened to mine particularly, they will look to the left and to the right, and they're like, you know, we'll go ahead and send you another one.
Because I would be interested to know, because again, as you said, it's an investment. So if you're going to spend that type of cash,
yeah,
you know, the company needs to back their product. Like with Vitamix, but, I just bought that A2500. It has a 10-year warranty on it.
I know, that's right.
And I paid $550 for that blender. So.
Right. Well, one thing I can say, because I'm in the June group, because they have it's called the June official group on Facebook. I know they stand by their product, and I've had some people that had some issues with certain things. Some had meat thermometer issues. Some had other issues. I've seen some being replaced after 3-4 months or 6 months, and I've seen meat thermometers replaced as well. So they stand by their product. So I'm pretty sure if there's any, you know, real issue, they'll work with you to get it fixed. And if I didn't mention, you could see your food as you're cooking it. They have on your phone.
Yeah,
you could actually see it.
And
if you have an Apple, if you have an iPhone or iPad, because unfortunately the makers of Apple, engineers, made the June oven. I didn't know that because, you know, I'm a Samsung to the death. So
I am too.
It makes me nauseous periodically to know that I have an Apple product in my house, but that's okay. I put that aside. But that's cool.
Yeah, no, I agree. I feel the same way. My son's birthday just passed August 25th, and he finally convinced me to get him an iPhone because he's been Team Samsung. Now he has an iPhone.
Shame on him. Don't you? Didn't he just betray us? Your son just.
Yeah, he did. Because all of his friends has iPhones.
It makes sense. It makes sense.
So,
it makes sense.
Like, okay, well,
and I tell people all the time, it's not, because really, if you're into this stuff, it's either your Samsung or your iPhone. You just got to pick a side. It's like Caroline and Duke. You just got to pick a side.
Yeah.
So, and I had to do that when I moved down here. That's another story. I was in a dorm. I lived in an apartment for a year before I moved into my house down here. And it was really, well, Greensboro is like a college town, but The apartments that I lived in was near a college named Guilford College. And it was a bunch of girls there. And, you know, I guess I was a little older. I think I was like 29 and a half at that time. And these girls, you know, they're like 23, 24, 22. And so they're like, I know you're from New York, Doug, but you're down here now. So you're going to have to pick a side. Which one is it? Is it Duke or Carolina? Which one? And I said Carolina. And this is I'm not even lying. Four girls walked away from me and they never said another word to me since I've been in the apartments. That's how serious it is.
You're supposed to say Duke.
Oh, absolutely not. You're a Duke fan?
No, I'm just joking.
Woo! Okay, yeah. So I said Carolina. Because, well, I really wasn't a big fan of neither, because in New York, college basketball is not a big thing, like how it is down here. Like, it's like huge. Like, it's, but I did like Carolina, you know. I did watch them. Jordan went there, and I did watch them. So I just picked Carolina. So that's how that went. But that's cool. So, all right. So, okay. I think we've covered everything that I wanted to cover. Oh, let's talk about, before we go, let's talk about, any new gadgets you're thinking about getting. Oh, you know what? I wanted to ask you, I forgot to tell me about your teas that you make. What tea that you mentioned tea a lot. So what teas do you drink?
I'm a little partial to the Yogi brand.
Okay.
Have you seen Yogi down in North Carolina?
Fortunately for me, my mom sends me moringa leaves, so I make my own tea. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, that's something that I have to read up on, because my tea kettle actually comes with a steeper that
right.
I can add to it in case I wanted to brew fresh tea.
Yeah.
So that's probably one of my to-do lists, because I'm one of those people that like to do things like from scratch.
Right.
So I haven't started that research yet. So right now I use the bag teas, but I use the Yogi brand. It's a it's more of like a healthy line of teas where they have a lot of herbal teas and detox teas and teas for like your digestive system and your overall health and things like that.
Okay, good. I always like to ask for, you know, the audience and stuff, because they may want to know, like, well, what type of tea does she drink? So, you know, so that's good. I'm glad you let them know.
I start off with I'll make two cups. I have, I don't know if you want to consider it a gadget, but the Contigo cups, C-O-N-T-I-G-O.
Okay.
They work. Like, when they say it keeps your hot beverage hot for 7 or 8 hours, it does that.
Okay.
So I'll make two cups. I'll make one in that cup for later, and then I'll make one that's in my little regular dollar store to-go mug. Actually, I take that back. My mother gave me a mug from MGM Casino, so I take that mug now.
Okay.
And I start off in the morning with one of the detox teas, either the Yogi, just the plain detox, or I'll use the Yogi peach detox. And that'll be the tea I drink first thing in the morning. And the one that I'll put in my to-go cup that I'm going to drink later, maybe one of my green teas or a ginger tea, just depending on what I'm trying to accomplish that day.
Okay.
Like if I'm, or if I want some energy, they got a lot of like the green teas with energy or and antioxidant teas and things like that.
Okay, cool.
I have like a big bucket with a huge variety of teas.
I know that's right.
I'll take a picture of it and post it in.
Yeah, that'd be cool. And just before I forget to mention to the Kitchen Gadgets group or anybody in my group, see, was this hard to do?
This was fun.
See?
So much fun.
See? So you guys shouldn't be scared. You
know, being able to relate, because all my friends think I'm a weirdo. They say, why do you have that? I was,
right.
Before you go, I just bought a 6-piece cast iron cook set. It only had one piece in there that I really wanted, but why not get the other 5 pieces?
Right. And they don't understand that.
Yeah, and I was on the phone with a real close friend of mine, and she was saying that she had cooked. I'm like, what did you cook today? She's like, oh, I cooked fajitas. And I'm like, oh, you cooked fajitas? I'm like, oh, I said, so you put it on the little cast iron single fajita server with the wood plank? She's like, the what? I said, you don't have a fajita server? She's like, what are you talking about, Adrian? I was like, So I had to go dig in my gadgets because I haven't used it in years. I forgot I had it till she mentioned it.
Right.
And I pulled it out and I took a picture. She was like, I should have known
right.
you had something like that.
Right. See, they don't get it.
I'm like, what? She's like, you have everything. I'm like, okay, I'll order you one.
Right.
Next time you cook fajitas, cook them right.
So right. They come out sizzling. You got that sizzle. Right. Exactly.
And they don't get it. Well,
how else were they cooking it anyway?
Yeah, I'm like, you cook fajitas and what, you put them on a plate? What are you talking about? Who does that?
Oh, that,
so
that,
she hates me right now.
Yeah, yeah. That's, well, you got, well, you know, a friend in need is a friend indeed. So you teach her, okay?
Yeah, so I found one on sale at Bed Bath & Beyond. I'm actually going to go get her two of them today.
I know that's right. That's what's up. That's what's up. And before you go.
Yeah, this was fun. So easy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So what do you think about the new Ninja Foodie lineup? They got the Ninja, I don't know if you've seen it, they got the Ninja Stove. It's like a little small convection oven thingy with an air fryer. They got the Ninja Foodie Grill. Have you got a chance to look at any of those?
I have looked at it. The Ninja Foodie Grill, I'm like, I'm on the fence because I can't really justify why I need it because I have two air fryers and three pressure cookers.
But I could, you know what? I'm going to play devil's advocate for you because, you know, your air fryers, I didn't want to tell you, but your air fryers are kind of old. So,
I know, but they do the trick.
Oh, no, ain't no trick. Due to kitchen gadgets rules, every 3 years, you must upgrade. Every 3 years, you must upgrade your gadgets. So, since the new Ninja Foodie Grill, to me, is not that impressive on the grill part. However, it is an air fryer as well. So it's two for one for you. Because I know you'll like to grill too. So I think it will be beneficial for, it'll be like an upgrade and a new appliance all in one. Taking out one of your least favorite air fryers, if not both. Because it definitely goes to a higher temperature than your air fryers, that's for sure. So definitely consider that. A lot of people are getting it. I just saw an infomercial last night and Dumb Doug, I didn't realize that it was an air fryer. I don't know why. It's clear as day. It is. So I'm thinking if I got one, it could replace one of my air fryers if I wanted to. Like it could replace my Kasori maybe because it goes to a higher temperature and stuff like that. So it might be something that I may consider. But a lot of people are asking me, why ain't getting a grill? Why? And I'm like, okay.
Well, I like the grill pan you bought the other day.
Oh, yeah. That was my only problem. And I didn't want to say nothing when it first came out. But when I saw those grill marks from all those people making, you know, videos on YouTube and in my groups and other groups, I was like, you can get better grill marks on a $20 plate that you could throw on your induction burner or your stovetop. Because the grill marks on the Ninja Foodie, it's not straight. It's like, it like curves. So it's not, you're not going to get the traditional, you'll get marks, but they won't look like, you know, like tiger stripes. So that was my only problem. And I saw that right away and I was like, but that seems to be the wave. Everybody's getting it. So if, you know, even if I'm not really impressing it with something, if everybody's getting it, then Doug has to fall in line.
You have
as well.
To get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'll let you, you know, take it for a test drive first. And since I know that, you know, you tend to give your things away when you get tired of them,
right.
Wait till you get tired of it and just keep me at the forefront.
Yeah. You know what? You could take a trip down here and then just pick up some stuff.
Oh, see?
Yeah, there you go.
I'm already on Google Flights.
Yeah.
Cheapest flights around.
That's all right. That's all right. That's cool. That's cool.
Okay.
Well, I'm happy that you came and joined this podcast. I certainly appreciate you taking the time out and taking another one for the team.
Doug,
yes.
Let me ask you one more question.
Oh, yes.
The AeroDisc for the Vitamix.
Yes.
Is it worth that? Is it worth adding that additional accessory?
Yeah, for you, yes. Because you can make your own dressings. You can make
Okay.
Yes.
I've been looking at that Aerodisc container.
It's overpriced.
Like a little juice. Yeah, I made a little juice the other day, and because you can still make a juice in the Vitamix, but you'll have to strain it, and you just want the juice and not the pump.
Right.
It didn't strain too good. I don't know if I just need to.
No, that Aerodisc does it. So if you get your fruits and you cut them a little bit, and you put them in Aerodisc, all the juices is coming out of it. And then you can strain out the, you know, you could just put the cover like a little bit over the lid, and that'll strain out the fruit, and you'll just have the pure juice, and it's fantastic. But for you, you're very creative and stuff. So you can make your coffees with that froth. You can do your own dressings. There's so much stuff you can do with that. So.
I'm like $144. I'm gonna wait till closer to Thanksgiving or Christmas. Maybe they'll drop it.
No, or you all get a third job. Three jobs, man. Three jobs.
Nah, not for a container. I'll just eat the pulp.
Cool.
Get all my nutrients.
I know that's right. Any shout outs to anyone in the group you wanna give out before we go?
I just want to shout out to everybody in the group. I think everybody is awesome. Y'all come with great ideas. Y'all help me spend my paycheck. You know, you're awesome. We're like a family.
Oh, yeah, we are. Because we understand us. So,
shout out to Shirley. She really keeps things in line in the group.
Yes.
She's like really on top of it. So, yeah, shout out to her for all the group. She's awesome.
Oh, yes. Shirley.
She keeps everything in line. So,
definitely. I mean, I always say, you know, I would have canceled all my groups a long time ago because some of the things that she finds and catches, I would have, you know, it would have went on for hours before I called it, and it would have been too much for me to handle. And I just would have said, you know what? Forget it. So shout out to Shirley. Shout out to Claudia. Shout out to D. Johnson. Shout out to everybody.
Yeah,
yes.
I agree.
All right, cool. Well, this was fun. And I'll catch you in the group.
All righty. Thank you. You have a good day. Happy Sunday.
Hey, you too.